This is Rhema for today.
See, we're talking here in this lesson about you and decide what you want and you praying. But yet, right on the other hand, the prayer of faith does extend out to others. Because the Bible said, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church, let them pray over them, knowing the thorn in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith save the sick. Amen. Are you following me now?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And I heard that pastor say, I was in the hospital. I had this heart attack. I was under an oxygen tent. Doctors, I passed out, you know, into a coma, went into a coma. Doctors told my wife he'll never regain consciousness. He's dying. But you see, he didn't know. He really, really left the wrong impression because he didn't know himself. Now listen to me real carefully now, because we're in some things that can be misconstrued if you don't keep your remarks where you said them. You can make somebody, by taking them out of context, you can make somebody say something they didn't say. No wonder Jesus said, take heed what you hear. And he also said, take heed how you hear. Well, now I heard this pastor 7 years afterwards say, this great convention was convened. And all these people prayed. It wasn't their prayers that did it at all, because they're in unbelief. There was four or five of us that got the answer for him. Because he said, they're unconscious in the hospital. Suddenly, while I was unconscious, Jesus, I saw him, stood right there by my bed. Said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, and reached out and touched me. And when he did, said, I woke up, I was healed, and said, I never had another bit of trouble with my heart in the last 7 years. Hallelujah. See, we could do that for him. He was unconscious. And he left the door open for us where we could. Now you understand this? We can pray the prayer of faith for folks, but their unbelief can nullify the effects of that faith. Of our faith. I used to say it. I didn't know really why I said it. Just knew it. Back there when I was just 21, 22 years old, pastoring. And maybe some member of my church, they wanted you to go pray for some member of their family. And they're already unconscious. And I said, would you go pray? Because we constantly had miracles and things happening. And I said, well, yeah, I'll go. And they'll be healed too if they haven't shut the door on me. Now, what do you mean shut the door? Well, before they became unconscious, if they haven't said the wrong things and made the wrong confession, are you following me? Now, see, we had an incident happen right here in Tulsa a few years ago. I was in healing school over here. And there was a young man. Actually, one time he worked for us. Our ministry over on North Utica, therefore we moved out here. And he was in the hospital in a deep coma. And doctor said, you know, well, we believe in the city of faith. We believe in miracles, all right. But unless we have a miracle, he's dead. And they wanted me to come, so I went. His pastor's there. And so I'm just praying. I mean, we prayed. I mean, he's lying there unconscious. He don't hear a thing we're saying. He's in a deep coma. Doctor said some kind of, I don't know, I don't understand all the terms. I'm not a medical man. But some kind of comatose condition. Other words, doctor said he's not exactly alive. He's not exactly dead. He just, you know. And so suddenly I'm praying away. I don't know whether they interpreted my prayer or whether I'm prophesying. These words come out of my mouth. He's 39 years old. He'll be 40 years old in 4 months. Spiritual laws were set in motion long ago, and they cannot be reversed at this time. Release his spirit and let him come on home. Now, you understand this? Now, stop and let me explain something else before we go further. If he's conscious, I can't release his spirit, and nobody else can. Are you following me now? You'll have to get his agreement to release his spirit. But if he's unconscious, see, then he doesn't have that ability in this realm to release his spirit. Are you following me? So I had to come back out here. Actually, I think I went over there first after the morning class of teaching Rhema, and I came back for the afternoon healing school. And then I went back after it. And so my wife asked me, did the Lord tell you anything? I told her, I said, what happened? She said, well, I think you ought to tell his pastor. So I told him. Because he'd stayed there all that time, all those hours that pastor was there praying. And when I told him, he said, oh, I knew that all the time. I was just trying to change it. And sometimes just through, you know, natural desires, you try to change some things. And so he said, well, let's keep his spirit here then till his family all get here. Some came from Minnesota, some came from California, they got there. Now, I wasn't there at the time, but his pastor told me, he said, I didn't tell him anything you said. I just said, under the circumstances, I believe it's right and best that we just release his spirit and let him go on home. And after the family saw him, you know, of course, some of them spiritual, some of them not too spiritual and so on, they said, well, all right. So his pastor told me, said, we gathered around the bed. Now he's in this deep coma. But realize this, that though you're in a physically deep coma, your spirit can pick up things that's going on right. Pastor said, I said to him, Jim, we're going to release your spirit and let you go on home. When I said that, said I saw him smile. Just a little faint smile. We released his spirit. Wasn't but a few minutes. I think 39 minutes to his gone. Well, they called my wife. Now, they wanted us there when they visit, when they view, the family came to view his body. So we were there. And I was standing there by the casket with some of the family, with his brother. In fact, one of his brother looked almost like him. I mean, at a distance, you'd think he was looking at the other one. Just startling almost. And so we moved back then with his brother back to the back of the room. Other than the family were there viewing the body. And his brother said to me, you know, one time we were just, you know, as boys, teenagers, 18, 19 years old, horsing around, you know, just going on, kidding, joking. Said, we got serious. And said, Jim said, you know, I'll never live to see 40. When he said that, that registered my spirit. I said, well, that's what the Lord meant. I told him about us praying, what came out of my mouth. The Lord said, spiritual laws were set in motion long ago, and they cannot be reversed at this time. Release your spirit and let him come on home. And so when I said that to him, then he said, actually, his brother was back then. He came back to God and came here and graduated in Rhema then. Praise God. But he said, I said, I understand now what the Lord was saying. And then he went up to his mother and began to tell her what I'd said, you know, spiritual. And she said, why, yeah. Said, he told me that all his life. He said, in fact, it wasn't the last time he visited. He said, I'll never live to see 40. 4 months, about 3.5 months, before his 40th birthday, he's dead. See, we're talking here in this lesson about you and decide what you want and you praying. But yet, right on the other hand, the prayer of faith does extend out to others. Because the Bible said, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church, let them pray over them, Lord, thorn in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith save the sick. Amen? Are you following me now?
Amen.
Now, you see, if people are conscious, see, we're getting off here now, but we're talking about you and your desires, but now, too many times we try to push something off on somebody else, you see, make our faith work for them. Now, like right here at Rhema. One of our Rainbow students went home for Christmas. He came back after Christmas holidays. I taught a lesson here, went out through the back door and going across to the administration building. And he flagged me down and said, Brother Hagin, may I speak to you? I said, well, I'm in a hurry because I got something else to do. Walk along beside me. Talk to me. Well, he blurted out, how come Uncle Charlie to die? I said, I don't know how come Uncle Charlie died. Didn't even know he's dead. Besides that, I don't even know who Uncle Charlie is. Well, he went on to explain that it was his uncle. He said, before I left for Christmas break, I got the word, you know, in the first part of December that he was ill in the hospital and critically ill. And I turned in a prayer request here. In fact, the student body, at that time, they would take prayer requests sometime in some of those meetings on Tuesday and Thursday. And so he said, we all prayed. And he said, now, see, the thing about it is, they want to lay it off on you. Well, I mean, all I'm doing is just quoting Jesus' word. It didn't matter my word. He said, now you teach that, you know, when you pray, believe you receive and you'll have. I said, sure do. That's right. I teach it because Jesus said it. It's not my words. Well, he said, I know I believe for Uncle Charlie's healing. I know I believe that he'd live and not die. And yet while I was at home at Christmas time, he died. He wants me to give him the answer. Well, the answer is obvious. I asked him, I said, what did Uncle Charlie want? Oh, said he said, see, after he went home for Christmas, you know, when he, of course, he had about 10 days off, he went to the hospital to see him. He's conscious, you see. What did he want? He said, Uncle Charlie said, I want to go on home and be with the Lord. I said, thank God he got exactly what he desired. Amen. See, what things ever you desire, not what you desire for Uncle Charlie. Amen. Not what you desire for Aunt Lucy. Because if you could do that, if Aunt Lucy had any money, well, you could just desire that she'd give you half of it. And pray and believe and she'd do it. But she won't. So, you see, folks are depending sometimes on you. Well, if they're unconscious, you can pray for them if they didn't shut the door on you before they became unconscious. By that I mean get into unbelief or negative or make a confession like this man did for years. I'll never live to see 40. I'll never live to see 40. I'll never live to see 40. And he didn't live to see 40. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. He got in contact, in connection with a spiritual law, and that spiritual law worked for him. But that dear mother, bless her darling heart, been in Pentecost all her life, said, well, I didn't know any such things existed as spiritual laws. Certainly spiritual laws exist, just like natural laws exist. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conference is coming up. Madison, Alabama, October the 5th through the 7th, Sunday through Tuesday. We're going to be at Cornerstone Word of Life, Pastors Mark and Rhonda Garver.
Then we're going to switch over to Ridgely, Tennessee at the Abundant Life Church, Pastor Tammy Gray there.
Yes.
And that's be when October 8th through 10th, Wednesday through Friday. Hey, if you want to know anything about our traveling schedule, our Living Faith conferences, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and you can find all the information there. And hey, we'd be glad for you to come out and see us.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.